Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Av uvnoi sheroes achoydish yelechu. A father and a son that saw the new moon, they should go to Yerushalayim. And Melech HaShlomo brings that this is mashma, even on Shabbos they should go. Lo shem mitstarfim zeem zeh. It's not that they can be mitstarf and you can count this as a full edus that needs two people. Elab sheim yipasal echer mehem yitstarf hasheni im acher. It just means that if one of these would become possible, let's say, like Taisento points out, they'd interrogate them, and one of these Edom, whether it was the father or the son, was possible, the one that's remaining can be mitzarf with somebody else to have Edus. So therefore, they should go, regardless. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Avu v'noi v'chol ha-kroivin, k'sherin la-Edus ha-chodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, a father and a son, and really all relatives, they're kosher to give Edus ha-chodesh, specifically by Edus ha-chodesh. So they're allowed to be the two Edom. Why? So the Rab brings, because the Torah says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. The drasha is, this Edus of the Chodesh is Kshera, even when, not, it's like a play on words, not Lochem, but even Bochem, you who are brothers. And he's talking to Moshe and Aaron. Even though you're brothers, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, you can be Edim. And the Rabbanan who argued with this, that said that they're not mitzarf, the drasha is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, it just means that the process of Edus and being Mekabel Edus was given over to the Gedolim of the Dor, like you, Moshe and Aaron, who the Gedolim Dor. But not that you would be kosher le'edus together. Om Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'toivya ha'roife. Rabbi Yossi says there's a Maisa b'toivya ha'roife shiroas ha'chodesh b'Yerushalayim. He saw the chodesh in Yerushalayim. Hu uvnoi v'avdoi meshuchar. So there were three people that saw it. Himself, his son, and his Eved Knani that was freed. An Eved Knani that's freed is a din of Yisrael. V'kiblu ha'kohanim oso v'esbeno u'paslo v'esavdo. So the Kohanim that were there, they were mekabel his edus and his son's edus, like Rabbi Shimon's Shita, but they pasled his Eved. Because he's not miyuchas. And the Beis Din Kohanim believe, like Farsol points out, that you need miyuchasim. Ukishabo lifnei Beis Din, but when they came in front of the Beis Din, not the Beis Din Kohanim, kiblu osoves avdo. They merkabel him and his eved, upaslo as beno. But they pasled his son, like the Tanakamas Shita, that you can't have krovim give edus together. And obviously we see that the Tanakama held that you don't need edim miyuchasim for edus on the chodesh.